The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
First and foremost, I want to talk about this bill that's being debated this evening by TDs. It proposes a referendum on reducing the voting age to 16. So Thomas Pringle, the independent TD, he initiated the bill. He says he'd like to see the referendum held alongside the local and European elections in 2024. Well, Callum Hederman is a student and a vote at 16 advocate. Callum, you're welcome back to the show. Why do you think 16 and 17 year olds should be allowed to vote?
Good evening, Kieran. Thanks very much for having me on. Look, it's been something I've talked about for a while, and I know a lot of other people have talked about it as well. Fundamentally, I think in Ireland at the moment, we've kind of got this civic engagement kind of crisis, I'd call it, or a struggle anyway, that we've seen that the voter turnout and I suppose civic actions of people in Ireland have really been decreasing over the last few years. And I think that extending the voting age and voting rights to 16 and 17 really proves or shows an opportunity to really instill that value and that importance of what the vote is and your constitutional rights. So I think that's the first one. Secondly, it's on par with our European colleagues. We had the Conference on the Future of Europe, and one of the recommendations from the Irish side of things was to extend that age to 16 and 17, as well as across Europe. And then finally, I think there's this kind of aspect that isn't really talked about much, and that's in terms of incentivizing everyone to get out and to vote. And I spoke about it. I'll give it to my grandmother, and I spoke to her about it, and she didn't agree with me at the start. But when you look at the proportion of her generation that are voting, it's been decreasing upon decreasing each year since about the 70s or 80s in Ireland. So I think that this, by extending the voting age on the lower spectrum of age, it'll incentivize everyone as a population wide to really get involved and carry out their civic duties and really use their vote in a constitutional manner.
Noel Howard is with us as well. Noel's a spokesperson for Social Care Ireland. Noel, I understand you have a different view. You don't think the franchise should be extended, is that right?
We have a different view, Kieran, yeah. And I think really that we need, just as it were, to back up a little bit on this. Look at what the consequences of that would be. I think if you ask any 16 or 17 year old, many of whom have very little interest in politics and may know very little about politics, but if you ask them, did they want to vote? I'm sure they'd probably say yes. With that said, if you ask 14 or 15 year olds, they'd probably say so too. But we must remember that 16 and 17 year olds are, by definition and legally, they are children. For example, they can't take out a mortgage, they can't get married, they can't buy alcohol, they can't legally enter into a contract. And yet we are suggesting that one of the most responsible aspects of a citizen's life in a country should be extended to 16 and 17 year olds. Now, the other aspect to it, I think, is that there is a strong view, and I think recent studies have shown that, in fact, at you know, 15, 16 and 17 is an age when things are very black and white with people. The nuances of things are quite blurred. And adolescence now, experts will tell us, goes on right into the early 20s. I mean, people up to the age of 25, when the brain is fully developed and people are in a position to make considered judgments.
Sorry, now, Noel, is 18 too low? Should we increase it a little higher even?
People probably say it should be 35.
Well, what do you think? Should it be a little higher than 18?
I would think 20. I always felt 21, but I mean, I'm an old fogey in a sense, and I mean, what I say in that respect would be expected. But the other point I would make here on is, like, the people who are now 16 and 17 will in their lifetime have many, many more opportunities to vote than I or my generation, or, as Callum said there, his granny's generation. They will have, because they will live longer, and they will have plenty of time to vote. And my question would be, and our organisation works with a lot of deprived and marginalised children who are living on the edges, who have very, very little interest in voting. They're interested in where they're going to sleep tonight and so on. Why the rush? You know, oftentimes things we have to wait for, and I've had to wait for things in my life, and I'm sure you have too, and I'm sure Callum has it too. The fact that you've had to wait for them places a far greater value on them when the time arrives for you, when you can actually have them.
Okay, well, let me go back to Callum on that. Callum, the first point that Noel made was essentially your children at 16 and 17 legally. And, you know, if you're talking about children voting, why would you draw the line even at 16? Easier just have it at 18. Well, he advocated for 21 then at one point. We'll park that for the moment, but...
Yes. I suppose, well, firstly, I'd like to thank Noel for elaborating on each of the points. I suppose on the first point that you mentioned there, Kieran, I'll show the flip side. There are statutory and constitutional rights and law through the law that 16-year-olds are entitled to. They can drive. They can be employed full time. They can leave school. They can travel on their own abroad. They can. They're entitled to pay tax. I suppose, from what I heard from Noel, it's quite a traditional point of view, and I do respect it. But I think on the flip side, that we're moving to a new era in society where young people are incredibly involved in the processes that we see. If we look at past, like the Children's Rights Alliance recently brought out a study which saw that young people wanted to vote and that they had the competencies to vote as well. I suppose across the board, when I look at it anyway, for me, one of the biggest the most important things that I've seen, especially over the last few months with kind of events that have happened over Europe, that by lowering the voting age, we are broadening our electorate and we're broadening the proportion of people that vote in our country. And through that strengthens democracy. And now when we look abroad and we look at the issues that have happened abroad, I believe we should truly take any steps that we can to really strengthen democracy. And if this is one small step that we take to strengthen democracy, then I think that's a major factor and a major positive factor. But I think on the flip side of that, like Noel says, that, okay, yes, we will have many opportunities to vote, but by introducing it at an age of 16, when people are, let's say, coming out of TY or going into fifth year, that there's an opportunity to instill that value through the formal education system of what your civic rights are, what your civic responsibility is, what your vote means, and it provides a kind of a safe environment to learn about that.
What about the point? Like, if a 16 or 17 year old can work and pay taxes, I mean, they are then living with the consequences of political decisions. So surely they should have a bit of a say in who's making the decisions.
But they are children, Ciarán, and I mean, I think that should not be lost sight of. And it's very, very interesting. Like, our country has not a great record, and we don't have to elaborate at all on that, in relation to children. And I mean, in 2009, the Ryan report came out and essentially said we had betrayed our children. The people they were talking about, you know, were 16, 14, 15, 16 and 17 year olds in institutions who had been very badly treated. And there was a strong feeling that the rights of those children should be established because they are children. And the 2012 referendum on children's rights, which was at a very, very, very poor turnout, which I think says something else, that in other words, constitutionally decided that young people had certain rights that were inalienable. Now, I think that it's worth remembering that occasionally, in a rush to do something, there can be unintended consequences. For example, if 16-year-olds are allowed to vote, should 16 and 17-year-olds then be named in court proceedings? I mean, if they have a right to vote in relation to what the world around them is going to be like of their country, surely their anonymity shouldn't be preserved. And their anonymity at the moment is a very important thing, I think, because very often the fact that they are children, in terms of the legal consequences they may face, may be looked on a bit more benignly by the judiciary because they are children.
But does one naturally follow the other? Like, you can introduce voting and not name them in court.
Well, I think that's...
We allow 16-year-olds drop out of school and work full-time, but we don't allow them, you know, legally enter a contract, as you say, or, you know, carry a firearm.
Indeed, but why is that, Kieran? I think it's because society, and it has many faults, and legislatures have many faults, I presume, and our political system may have many faults. But there is a general, I think there is a general consensus that 18 is an age when you can marry, when, you know, when you can vote, when, you know, when you can take out a contractual engagement and so on. And I think that's for a very, very good reason. And I think The rush to vote, I think, is one of the things that concerns me. And if young people are still developing at that age, and I think that's why the strictures on the other things are there, because it's a recognition and an acknowledgement that young people are still developing. Now, some people at the age of 30 perhaps shouldn't be allowed to vote. They may not have matured to that stage, but that's the world we live in.
Yeah.
And I think it's a very fair, I think 18 is a very fair hit on the age at which young people should be allowed to vote.
Callum, can I go back to you? I mean, is the weakness in your argument that you can continue extending it? I mean, if you apply it to 16 and 17-year-olds, everything you say could then be applied to 15-year-olds and then 14-year-olds and then 13-year-olds. You know, you're going to have to draw a line somewhere, and there'll be civic-minded people caught on the wrong side of that line wherever you draw it.
Yeah, well, that's a very fair assessment. I think just drawing back to the points that Noel made there, that I suppose why 16 has been used, and it's been kind of based on an international basis. And now I'm not fully sure of the empirical data. I've read the studies from Irish institutes on it. But in terms of actually further extending it, I don't think that'll be the case. I think there's evidence and there's reasons there why we would push it to 16. And that's because, sorry, no, I'm also on the train as well and people are getting off around me. So
you're all right.
There's noise. But that by bringing it to 16, we're bringing it at an age where young people are coming through the formative years of their lives and are coming to a point where the values of civic engagement, of their civic responsibilities are so important.
Yeah.
And that if we don't, at that age, implemented, I suppose, that young people may never experience that, and people may never experience that. And Noel made a very good point there about that maybe there are some people in their 30s that shouldn't vote. And I'd argue that maybe there are some people in their 80s and their 90s that shouldn't be voting either. That the same proportion of people across the board, shouldn't be, that will not vote, I suppose.
Yeah.
And that just because based on their age, solely based on the literal number of their age, that we're not allowing people to vote, that's a very backwards view. And I think that at present that we need to look at it from a more sociological point of view.
Callum,
the positive impact it can have.
Callum Hederman, a student and Vote at 16 advocate, and Noel Howard, spokesperson for Social Care Ireland. Gentlemen, thanks a million, both of you, for joining me on the show. Perhaps unsurprisingly, not huge support amongst our listeners for lowering the voting age. Martin and Wicklow says it's a stupid idea. They're still kids. They don't even know what they want. At 16, you aren't an adult, so somebody else. I remember all my silly thoughts I had. Thank God I didn't have the vote back then. Not a hope in hell this will go ahead. None of the government parties would want to hand any more votes to Sinn Féin, says somebody else. Jer makes a kind of a similar point. I would have absolutely no doubt if you asked 16-year-olds about politics. About 90% wouldn't have a clue what you're talking about or care. It would be a bonanza for the left-wing liberals. And the problem with, I suppose, the logic that Jer is applying and others is that you can't extend it to 16-year-olds because they don't know enough. I mean, that's really an argument for having an intelligence test before anyone can vote. So I'm not sure about that. Though I have to say, I know you're going to have people on the wrong side of the line wherever you draw it. I tend to think 18 is a perfectly fine place to draw that line. I personally would like to see more people who are over 18 actually vote. That's the greatest travesty for me. The amount of people who don't bother their backside turn up in the day and actually ticking one of the boxes. Anyway, 53106. Keep your views coming.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.